With a familiar face on the Guardian Edinburgh blog. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Tom Allen.
If people have been reading the blog recently, they'll have seen your name popping up alongside the word Edinbuzz. What's going on?
Well, Edinbuzz is an idea that Alistair Tibbett of Green Elite and I came up with last year. We were talking about how we might be able to spread some of the social media skills we'd learned as bloggers out to parts of the city where people don't get to use those skills very often, because we both seen how useful they can be for kind of promoting active citizenship and improving local areas and stuff like that. Alistair and Leith and me when I was doing the Guardian beat blogging job. So the first thing that we did was go and talk to Edinburgh City Libraries about that, and they were interested in funding a pilot project teaching social media surgeries in places like Muirhouse and Granton and Wester Hales and Craig Miller. So that's what we've been doing. We've been going out and doing these very informal, free social media surgeries where people can just come along, anyone really, people from community groups, NGOs, community councils, people from the library themselves, can come along and just dip in and be paired up with experienced social media surgeons, like people who already use things like Twitter and Facebook and blogging in their work or in their lives and know how it all works.
And is it working?
Well, that's a very good question. Yes, it's going really well. The first session in Wester Hales was really quiet, as you know, because you were there, Mike. And I was a little bit worried for a while, but the second session in Oxgangs was really buzzing. We had about 16 people. We had four really great surgeons who I've seen since for a like feedback session with. And that really gave me an idea or a taste of just how exciting and dynamic it can be when it's going well. And I think it's going to build a following and build pace, and as more places around the city see that these tools are quite useful for their work and are useful for reaching out to different people and for organising events or for organising campaigns, then I think it'll really catch on in a big way. And Alistair and I are really hoping that if you get this kind of critical mass of people using these social media tools across the city, then very exciting things will start to happen when you link all of those or aggregate those different feeds into one place or use them as a way of transmitting ideas or campaigns or points of view to councillors or to the Scottish Government, for example.
Okay, say I run a community council and we've been going for 75 years and we've been quite happy with our agenda being printed on the paper and the community notice board. Why would I want a Facebook page?
Well, you might not want a Facebook page. You might want to use something else. You might want to use a blog, like a good WordPress blog, or you might want to use a Twitter stream. The reason you would use these tools, I think, is if you're interested in communicating with people beyond your immediate sphere of knowledge. If the only people you're interested in sharing what the community council are doing are the people who already know about it, that's fine. But what if you want to communicate with other people who live in that part of the city? What if you want to communicate with young people who use these tools, you know, like as their bread and butter on a daily basis? What if you want all the councillors who are on Facebook and are on Twitter and are following and importantly care about what people say to them on these things? What if you want to influence a councillor? Or, you know, the wonderful thing about these tools is that they're free, they're relatively easy to learn, unlike maybe, for example, teaching somebody radio, which is what I used to do, community radio. It's much easier to learn how to use these tools. And it's pretty easy. Like, you put the stuff up there and all of a sudden it's out there in the wider public domain. The interesting thing for me is that once you do put that stuff online using the right tools, be it Facebook or YouTube or Twitter or whatever, it has the potential to reach a much wider audience and have a greater impact as a result. And then what happens, for example, imagine if you get all 40 plus community councils in Edinburgh all blogging or all on Twitter. Suddenly you'd have a running commentary of exactly what the mood and the issues that were affecting community councils right across the city were. And imagine how useful that would be for you as the Guardian beat blogger. You'd immediately be able to go to Councillor Dore and say, look, 37 community councils around Edinburgh are saying this issue is not being tackled with. you'd be able to aggregate all those points of view and use it to benefit the city and local communities. There's a pretty simple formula for these social media surgeries. It's basically you need a venue, you need computers or laptops with a Wi-Fi connection, you need people who are experiencing social media as surgeons, and you need patients to come along. And then tea, coffee, and Tunnock's tea cakes.
It was the tea cakes that sold me.
There you go. And that's it. It's very simple. The idea is it's not a lecture, it's not a formal workshop. You turn up, you get paired off with somebody who knows what they're doing, and they explain it. So the social media surgeries are just there to get people over those little hurdles, and then they're off. And they can wade into it and get on with it in their own time.
And are you still looking for people to be surgeons? Because I just showed up. For example, if anyone's listening, they're thinking of doing it. Nobody told me what to do or asked, what do you know? That was the key for me. It was no sweat off my back to show somebody how to set up a Facebook group. And I didn't even consider somebody might find that useful, but somebody did, and she's now using it. Are you looking for people in other areas that you have social media surgeries coming up?
Well, we've only done 2 surgeries so far, so we've still got another 10 sessions to go. There's 2 ways you can find out about them. You can go to our website, which is www.edinbuzz.net, and there's links there to show you where they're at. And you can also go to our Edinbuzz Facebook page, and there's all the social media surgeries coming up. We would like to have more surgeons, because I did find at the Oxgang sessions that having a proportion of 14 patients to 4 or 5 surgeons is pretty difficult to do. We could do it because we could pair people according to their interests and pair them up, but one-to-one is the ideal. So yeah, come along if you're interested. And the other question might be, well, how do I know if I'm a patient or a surgeon? You basically, if you know how to use Facebook, or you blog, or you're already a Twitter user, you're way ahead of most of our target groups. So you've already got a lot of the basic skills. And if there's anyone who's more advanced or wanted to use things in a more advanced way, we'll be able to pair them up with somebody who's got basically, you know, a year or 2 more experience than them.
It's almost like volunteering, isn't it? I got a real volunteering buzz.
Oh, it's definitely, it is volunteering. Yeah, it's good. It's what was really gratifying was that people were coming to something. Okay, well, you expect people to come to something that's free, right? You know, because it's like, well, it's free. But people coming and volunteering their time after work and sharing their skills was really positive and gratifying for me, that people would come along and enjoy passing something on. And there were people from all sorts of different types of backgrounds at it, and I think that's the one thing that they all had in common. They all were excited about the idea of showing this stuff to other people who didn't know how to use it.
Okay, and are there any rules as to who can come along? Because I met a counsellor the other day who said he might come along.
Haven't got any rules at the moment. It is targeted at community groups and NGOs, but if somebody is a really active citizen in their area, or if a councillor or a politician wants to come along and see what's going on, then they'd be more than welcome to. If they want to learn social media skills, I would probably on balance say that they might have to make sure we've got enough spaces on the day. But no, that in itself is part of us trying to create a kind of really active... I mean, a good way of describing it is, I think the ideal would be you'd have a really active online civil society in Edinburgh. And if we got that going, that would involve councillors being available on the internet and on Facebook and blogging. It would involve community councils being there. It would involve pressure groups and community newspapers doing all this. As well as doing the social media surgeries, other things have started to happen as a result of this. So, for example, early on I was asked to convert the Craig Miller Chronicle community newspaper into a blog. Now I've been asked to convert the North Edinburgh News into a blog with a Twitter stream and an integrated Facebook page. And there's an organisation out in Wester Hales called CHAI, Community Help and Advice Initiative. Again, they want to use this so their volunteers can document what's going on in Wester Hales.
How do you get people to come along if they're not online already? Where are you shouting about this?
I think part of the difference between the Wester Hales session and the Oxgang session was, like, I used much more traditional outreach for the Oxgang session. So everything from posters up in library and community centres to contacting local councillors and asking them to spread the word. to phoning the community councils and the community centres there, and the fancy social media bit. You can't just do the new bit because you're leaving other people behind.